Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. G'day, Reedy.
I love it. I love the way you say that.
Adam Fanua Blake, the story broke yesterday that Manly were prepared to allow him to explore options. Then we hear reports that there's an offer on the table from the Warriors. Yeah. What's the latest? Is he going to land there?
Well, I would think they're the very, very, very short price favourites. They're locked in talks now. I think they're hopeful they'll be able to get a breakthrough, hopefully tonight. I think the Warriors are optimistic they'll be able to strike a deal and get a deal done. Made him a hefty offer to start with. I think there's a little bit of last-minute haggling going on, but the sense is the Warriors are 10-1 on to sign him. They mainly want it resolved pretty quickly, so I think the Warriors are well and truly... I think we could have a resolution this by tomorrow.
Mate, for Noah Blake, I worked with him when he was down at the Dragons. Always a good young kid, and obviously had a little bit of trouble there, and then he's obviously got on the straight and narrow. Mate, he is one of the premier front rowers in the game now, so he demands big money. If he was to go over there, I think that's what the Warriors need, is someone like Fanua Blake. I love the way that he's played, but I reckon when he went to Manly, what was good, Marty Tapau was there, and they just worked together 1-2. And mate, MG will say that to you, and it's taken his game to a new level.
Nice little punch. Reedy, the Manly have said they want compensation, though. He's still got 2 years left on his deal. Is there any word on what the Warriors might send back?
I don't think there'll be anything sent back, to be honest. Look, Manly, whisper around the traps has been that Manly have got a really tight salary cap, and they've had one for a while now, and that, there were some rumours around Marty Tapau and some other players that they were potentially free to go. Now, that issue's removed with Adam Fanua Blake, so I think Manly are almost, I wouldn't say relieved is the right word, but I think it makes their life a lot easier, but I think they'll let him go because it helps Manly, because they're in a bit of a predicament as well, and it gives them money to spend now. They're going to have a fairly significant amount of money to spend, and they can look at Paseka can play front row. They can maybe look at an edge back row to replace Joel Thompson. Luke Garner got mentioned, and maybe it opens the door for Kieran Foran, and he's the other guy that's been mentioned. Look, Manly don't have a hooker. I understand Danny Levi's been told to leave. Been told he's free to go, So I'm not sure that means a croaker or a cuss might go to hooker. Maybe Kieran comes and plays 5-8. Now, it gives them options. It gives them alternatives.
Reedy, the Broncos CEO role, it's set to be filled.
Yeah, they've got a board meeting Monday night where I think the CEO will be, a decision will be made on the CEO. So that's one big hurdle.
Who gets it, Reedy? Give us a name.
Yeah, come on, Reedy.
Well, it's a very good question. They've kept it. I'll tell you what, they've kept it up their sleeve really well, because Ben Eichen's about the only one we know, because Ben, has been in the mix from day one, and Ben's definitely on the shortlist. The other issue is the coach. The suggestion is the coach will be basically within 10 days after that CEO is appointed. So you're talking within the next 2 weeks, they'll have a coach in place. So some big change in the next 2 weeks or so at the Broncos.
So give us the name of the coach then, Reedy. Yeah, if you can't deliver CEO, you've got to give us a name.
I'll give you two names.
Yeah, of course.
Paul Green and Kevin Walters.
Oh, yeah.
I can't split them.
All right, Reedy, before we let you go, one last question. Benji Marshall, does he want to retire? There's a support role for the players apparently at the club for him, but what are you hearing?
I don't think he wants to retire. I'm not sure he's going to have a choice at the moment, because I'm not sure he's got a lot of options in the NRL or overseas. I think Benji will wait for as long as he can, because by the sounds of it, he wants to go around again. It's interesting you mentioned the Tigers and Benji, obviously, because he plays in the halves, Del. This is one I might throw at you. There's a bit of a whisper about your boy, Tristan, been linked with a couple of clubs. One of them's the Tigers, the other one's the Gold Coast.
I think, look, mate, my job is to be his dad, but I think for him, I think he understands that he's probably going to have to move on from the Dragons. He's not getting an opportunity there, and they've got players in that position. So I think he's looking at all options at the moment. He's just finished his university degree at Commerce, and then obviously he was a bit bored, so he said to his mum, he goes, "Oh, Mum, I'm going to do architecture." So he's just enrolled to do architecture. He's got a plan B. So you know this, Reedy, that didn't come from me, but I'm happy for him, mate, because, mate, the Dragons have been really good, but if they want to go in another direction, he wants to stay, but there's been no offer. So, mate, Riola will do his job, and good luck to him.
Reedy, I'll tell you this much. Architecture at Griffith University is ranked in the world's top 100. It's a good architecture course up there at Griffith University on the Gold Coast.
Okay. Good excuse for Dale to get up there and get the
show. To be honest, I just wouldn't mind you moving out of home and just actually... you'd love this. The other day, so I finished golf yesterday. Not that I'm complaining, because he can't really leave the bubble that much. So I'm on the way home from golf, and I just texted him and said, "Mate, do you need anything?" He said, "Mate, can you grab me some Chico's? Chico's is a really good place down there where you get the, nice burgers and that." He goes, "Can you get me a burger, creaming soda, this and that?" And I'm going, "Mate, I'm not Del Zuber." But it's all good, mate. He deserves it. He's a good kid. He's working hard.
All right. Very good work, Brent Reed. Thank you as always. We will speak to you next week.
Cool, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.